of the show, Evan Bray, live at Agribition. And thanks again to the Saskatchewan Cattle Association for hosting us at their booth. It has been a busy one today. And as I've been here for the past 4 hours, I've seen the big gun, the CEO for Agribition, running back and forth. Lots of different things going on. I managed to wrangle him into the booth here for a second. Sean Kindop, CEO of Agribition. Thanks for taking a 30-second break to chat with me. It's a busy time for you.
It's always great to sit down and have a visit, so thanks for having us.
I am very impressed with the numbers. This show feels like one of the busiest I've seen.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate. You know, I get numbers at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, so we watch those quite frequently. But again, today we're up over last year, which again is fantastic. Yeah. You know, we're up over the first 3.5 days, and last year was a record. So, you know, as long as we can keep pace on that, it's we're incredibly fortunate for the support we've received.
The school groups alone seem to be up this year. I mean, you can hear them when they come by. So if I'm in the middle of an interview on the show and all of a sudden there's 100 kids that go walking by, it's like, you know, it's loud. But that to me is a great sign, because that to me speaks to the future of Agribition as well.
100%. You know, the education is a huge part of it. And you talk to any adult that comes to Agribition, they all remember coming as a kid.
Yep.
So, you know, I know that we've got a lot of kids coming through, but, you know, we're Thursday morning. We've already had over 10,000 kids, not kids and adults, just kids, go through our education pavilion already. So it's
right.
You know, using our platform, you know, I think it's very important to educate, you know, the youth of today on agriculture and, you know, where your food comes from and, you know, all of the things that Saskatchewan is.
I've been plugging the app because I was on the website, agribition.com, but the app does a great job of helping people navigate as well, because it's so spread out. This show, just from the geography of it here on the exhibition grounds, lots of walking.
Yeah, and the app's awesome. It'll tell you where you can find food and beverage. It'll give you directions, you know, go to this building, turn left, go to this building, turn right, or whatnot if you're trying to find your favorite vendors. It's a nice one-stop shop, and
right.
It's right in your hands, which is very convenient.
I know cattle sales just kind of getting fired up here as well. I was actually chatting with a fellow from Milestone in town for that. So, but all of the famous and familiar things that come with Agribition happening again this year, anything you want to highlight?
Yeah, no, like right now we've got our Black Angus show going on, which is a great show. You know, rodeo last night was sold out and packed, which again, it's free night, a nice give back to the community. But again, get some momentum started for the second half of the week. And,
right.
You know, we've got our live musics going on, you know, all of our cattle shows and sales. We've got some, we crowned a new Miss Rodeo Agribition last night, mm-hmm. which is exciting. But yeah, day two of rodeo goes tonight, and we're ready to go.
Speaking of that, my understanding is that if you want to go to the rodeo, tonight might be your last option, because we're sold out, I think, Friday, Saturday. Am I right?
Yeah, like I've had family text asking if I've got some seats. I don't have any left.
Yeah.
You know, Friday and Saturday are fully sold out. So if you don't have your tickets and you want to come take in the rodeo, I know that we're under 1,000 seats left for tonight. So highly recommend, you know, not leaving it to chance before the door, but getting your seats. You know, it's a great high energy event, and it's a good way to bring everyone together.
Can you give me a sense of, you know, there's lots of talk about trade uncertainty and how tariffs are impacting the ag sector and stuff. Do you feel that when you talk with exhibitors and you talk with guests that coming to the show, there seems like there's still lots of optimism in ag?
Yeah, at the moment, again, we've been pretty good. You know, we've got some pretty great relationships with you know, internationally, you know, we've got tons of people from around the world at the moment, but we've got a great relationship with Mexico. We've got over 42 people here at the moment. But for us, everything that's currently under CUSMA is tariff exempt. So we're currently feeling all right. But, you know, I can't answer for everybody else that's doing it. But again, it's things are going well at the moment.
Good stuff. And everything wraps up on Saturday, am I correct? So what are your times here for just those that haven't made it down but want to come down? Time do you go to each day and wrap up on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday's a great day. You know, we've got our Beef Supreme, so it's an event that we're world-renowned for. So there's 17 feeder shows that feed into Agribition, so there's champions of those shows. There's champions of the Agribition breed shows and whatnot, all competing for the title of Beef Supreme Champion, which would be a North American champion, and so a bit of a Stanley Cup. After that, we can head to the rodeo, but again, in between all of that, again, live music. We're very fortunate. We've sold out our trade show a month and a half earlier than we ever have. We've got over 426 booths on the ground. So there's a ton of fantastic shopping. There's a ton of entertainment, and there's a lot on the go. And, you know, again, I say lots, whether it's date night or family night out, there's something for everyone.
Well, there's lots of families here for sure. I always like seeing that. Sean Kindop, CEO of Agribition, I appreciate you coming by. Congrats on another what looks to be incredibly successful show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, we have enjoyed being down here at Agribition. Thanks again to the Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth. They've been great hosts for us. As we end one show and get ready to start our Friday show tomorrow morning, don't forget, we will be starting the show with Premier Scott Moe. Premier Moe will be our guest off the start. We'll talk a bit about the pipeline announcement that was signed just this morning in Alberta between Prime Minister Mark Carney and Alberta's Premier Danielle Smith. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the $10 a day daycare. There's a lot we can chat with the Premier about. That's how we kick off the Friday edition of the show tomorrow morning, and I hope you can join us. It all fires up here, 8:30, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.